But this, we're going to Reddit's Am I an A-hole thread. So there's a lot of interesting things that go on here. And a furious office worker.
I wonder, like, because we do this all the time, like, as in, you know, Reddit and the. Has anyone listening ever posted anything on Reddit?
That's what I mean. No.
That's what I mean. I hear all these people go there to find out, but I'm like, I've never put anything on Reddit. And I've never spoke to anyone that's told me they've put things on Reddit.
No, neither have I. So this is a furious office worker. Now, he's taken to Reddit to reveal his bold tactic for confronting someone who had stole his lunch at work. Now, back in the day, I was sort of known, not by everyone, just probably by you because you're here early. I have maybe nicked a Cheerio from someone before.
Yeah, we must have. I think, was it Cheyenne or something? We had an employee that loved Cheerios, so we always had a fridge stocked with a fresh batch of Cheerios. And Trace would just see the bag and sort of think to herself,
they're not going to miss one.
One. Yeah. Only one.
Who's counting their Cheerios in the work fridge? So this guy said, one afternoon while heading into the break room, the employee discovered a man he didn't know. So there was an office building with a shared kitchen from a different couple of offices.
Ah, okay, that's so murky, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. So he's walked in and he's noticed that some other guy he doesn't know is sitting down eating his lunch. Okay, what would you do in that? What would you do in that situation? So you're going in here, you've got your stir fry from the other night. Yeah. You see maybe our chief engineer just sitting there heating it up and just sitting there eating. What would you do?
I go, sucker, Teak overcooked the meat.
Enjoy
that chewy steak, you loser.
But she has come a long way. You need to say it.
Teak just doesn't understand radio and content and what the fun things are. So she heard me the other day talk about the stir fry she made, right? And she hasn't seasoned the meat and she has overcooked it. She asked me, she goes, the meat? I go, yeah, it's a bit chewy. And then afterwards, I was just saying to her at home, not for radio content purposes, I go, but you have come a long way. You have improved so much with your cooking. You were pretty sucky at the start. She goes, you tell everyone that? Okay, no, it wasn't part of the story and it wouldn't have been that funny. You should have told everyone that I've come a long way with my cooking if you're going to tell them that I've overcooked the meat.
So, yeah, overcooked meat, but she has come a long way. And just put it on record that you do say nice things. Now, he goes...
She was adamant. Like, you need to tell people that. I'm going, it's not that good of a story.
Shocked at the stranger's brazen theft, the man decided to confront him in front of everyone else sitting there. So what
you'd
he
have
did...
to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's one of them situations. Initially, you'd be so taken aback. It'd take you a few seconds to process it. You'd be looking, some random dude, I don't even know him, in this shared kitchen, and is he eating my lunch?
He said, sitting down beside the lunch bandit. He then snatched the plate away and made a snide remark. This is how he handled it. Acting rashly since I was mad.
Yeah.
I sat down next to him and said, hey, that looks good. Mind if I try it? So he starts eating it.
Yeah.
So the guy beside him looked away. And then he goes, what are you doing, mate? And he goes, is it nice? It would have tasted better last night, fresh after I cooked it. Like, it sounds like they're 2-year-olds in the thing. He continued. So he sat there and goes, oh, sorry, I didn't know it was yours.
Well, he knew it wasn't his.
Yeah, he knew it was someone. He goes, when the thief left the room, he was embarrassed in front of his co-workers. But then his co-workers got up him saying he handled it a bit like a baby, like snatching the plate and going, rah.
Honestly, the way the world works in 2022, I wouldn't be surprised if the lunch thief then claimed bullying and got some sort of compensation.
Having the food snatched.
Then the guy that actually made the food got a talking to, and then he's got to treat people differently around the office from now on.